All right, I really appreciate that. This morning, at the request of Apostle, I wanted to reiterate the purpose of the apostolic, reiterate what's happening to us as a church, what's happening to us as a group of people. If you haven't noticed, the apostolic is causing a reformation to take place in the church, not a revolution, not anything else, a reformation or a reforming of the church. So in order for the church to be reformed, that means that we have been out of form. And so we're getting back to the original plan that God has for us. If you notice the last year and a half going through the pandemic, certain things that was important to the church is no longer important to the church, that we thought was important to the church is no longer important to the church. But the building size of a building is not as important. Individual choices had to be made, meaning because we weren't able to get together in groups, that means we couldn't feed off the energy of each other, so we had to decide for ourselves to enter the presence of God on our own in our individual spaces. Thirdly, church services have been altered. The formats have been altered. So a lot of reformation is taking place. Now, Apostle Thompson has, with the help of the Holy Spirit, has provided a framework that will allow us to step into this reformation and lead others into the reformation. Number one, the first thing, first framework that Apostle gave us, the first part of the framework that he gave us was he started the use of technology to create a community of believers that are sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to help reform the church. What I mean by that, using the Slack app to create a community of people that are witnessing and sharing the gospel and causing us to speak up and win others to Christ at a pace that we might not have been doing before. That's why it's important that pastors, we stress implementing that into your congregation to where you cause people to be involved with the sharing of the gospel. As once again, as I said earlier, the building size, the size of our buildings are not as important as it was before. Now what's more important is that we are activating the people in our church to actually build the church or the body of Christ. And I won't be long this morning. The second aspect of the framework that Apostle, with the help of the Holy Spirit, has provided us so that we can easily transition to this reformation. The prophetic word, when it cometh, is helping to reform the church concerning money. Apostle has been teaching this revelation for over 20 years, and it's helping to reform the church. And I'm going over these things for a reason. I'll get to it in a moment. Third thing, or the third part of the framework that also is laid out with the help of the Holy Spirit, is this revelation on health. Not just healing, but health. We need more of us participating in this reformation to be around longer. We need more of us to be around so that we can help carry the momentum of this reformation so that people that come behind us will not be lost as to or not to lose ground on the changes that God is making in the body of Christ. So the three areas of the three frameworks, the three parts that the framework has been laid is the use of technology to create a community to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be witnesses for Christ. Number two, the prophetic words of money cometh, that is helping reform the church concerning money. Three, this revelation on health, not just stopping at healing, but moving beyond healing to health. Once I'm healed, how do I maintain my health? And the reason for that is, as this reformation is taking place, we need more of us to be around longer to help establish the changes of the reformation that's taking place. We who are choosing to participate in this reformation, and I emphasize the word choosing, we who are choosing to participate in this reformation must carry the same grace as apostles. Now, I use the word choosing because I stated earlier that individual choices have to be made. In Matthew's, I think it's the 27th chapter or the 51st verse, I think it is, it talks about when Jesus died on the cross that the curtain of the temple was rent in two. What that meant was that the Spirit of God was no longer contained in a single area, that the Spirit of God was now released to reside on the inside of each one of us. So it's no longer are we going to do things swayed by groups. We have to make individual decisions. So we who are choosing to participate in this reformation must carry the same grace as apostle. The Bible gives us examples of being able to carry the same grace. In 1 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, verses 1 and 2, we read, and we'll see where David, when he was in the cave of Adullam, that men joined themselves to David. Specifically say those that was in distress, debt, and discontentment. They joined themselves to David. And joining themselves to David, they chose to participate in what God was doing with David. We also see those same group of people in 1 Chronicles 29 and 6, where they were getting ready to build the temple of God, and those same people that had joined themselves to David at that moment were in a different position in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 6, when they were getting ready to build the temple or the house of God. So you see that those people that joined themselves around David decided and they chose to participate in that reformation, and they carried the same grace as David. When they carried the same grace as David, they were also able to help create a momentum that caused a change and changed the trajectory of the future of the agenda of God. Another example that we have in the Bible of those choosing to participate in a reformation is in the book of Exodus. When Moses came to face Pharaoh acted like he was not going to hear Moses. But then God gave Moses instruction. If you notice, I want you to hear me clearly. This is important. This is very important when it talks about, when I talk about individual decisions, choosing to participate in this reformation. If you notice, the first plague that God used Moses to plague Israel with, they were all done with just Moses speaking or stretching out his rod. But this last plague on the country of Egypt came only after God had given instructions. This is very important. God had given instructions to Abraham to give to the children of Israel. And they had to choose to participate in that reformation. Here's where I want you to catch this, how important it is that we choose to participate. God in no way, shape, or form or fashion wanted to eliminate his people from the face of the earth, the children of Israel. If the children of Israel had not decided, if they had not chosen to participate in the instructions that Moses had given, the death angel would have wiped out the whole next generation of the children of Israel. Because they obeyed, they were able to participate in that reformation, the reforming of the agenda of God, and they were able to sustain the agenda of God for the future. Now, again, they had to participate. They had to choose to participate. But using those same group of people, we do not want to be like that same group of people that later on, when the momentum was moving forward, the momentum was being built, the momentum along with God's agenda, along with the grace, were helping to reform things. We do not want to be like the same group of people that years later started to question the Reformation and started to slow the momentum, and it took them 40 years. 40 years. 40 years to make a 40-day journey. The reason why that happened is because they lost sight of the agenda of God. And when they lost sight of the agenda of God, momentum slowed down. And so God allowed them to travel in the wilderness for 40 years until momentum could be regained. I said all that to say this. We must remember that in LTMA, what this pandemic exposed. Number one, the pandemic exposed how we were stuck inside the four walls of the church. Thus, the Holy Spirit gave Apostle the framework and gave us instructions to begin to witness and to share the good news and gave us strategy on how to do it. Number two, the second thing that this pandemic exposed. This pandemic exposed the financial status of the church. So this is why money cometh is so important. This is why understanding the seed is so important. This is why the money cometh encounter conferences are so important. Because it's causing us to rethink or relearn or reform our thoughts about money and how money comes to us. And third, which is definite not least, is understanding the third thing that this pandemic exposed is the health of the church. And so by us participating and choosing to participate and make the necessary changes that we need to make concerning our bodies, our eating, how we treat our bodies. 1 Corinthians 6:20, what? Know your body. It's not your own. Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. You're bought with a price. Therefore, I must glorify God in my body. So by us participating, choosing to participate, and make the necessary changes for our health, we can begin to create a momentum in our churches and lead others to make changes so that a momentum can be created, that we can go further into the things of God, into the agenda of God, like he's designed for us to do. So again, Apostle has laid out a framework for us by which we can participate, by which we can easily step into this reformation. Not only step into this reformation, but also easily lead others into this reformation. We must carry the same grace as apostle. So the question is, how do I carry the same grace as apostle? It's very simple. The way you carry the same grace is you become concerned about the same thing. Apostle began to talk about the importance of witnessing. It should become important to us. Apostle is constantly been teaching for the past 20 years on the importance of the seed. It's important to him. It should be important to us. Apostle is constantly studying, listening to God concerning health, giving us insight, giving us direction. If it becomes important to him, it should be important to us. Once those things that are important to him becomes important to you or to us, then now we have the right to the grace that is upon his life. We have the right to the same burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God that's operating in his life. We have a right to that same burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God in our lives. And it's not apostles' job to give us that grace. It's not apostles' job to give us that anointing. It is apostles' job to position us for that grace. It is apostles' job to position us for that anointing. But it's God who gives the grace, who gives us the anointing. So when God sees that what's important to his servant is important to us, we look back at David. Those men and their families that joined around David, when what became important to David became important to them, that's when the results that was on David's life began to show up in their life. When the children of Israel, when what became important to the children of Israel that was important to Moses, that's when they began to see results. And as soon as what was important to Moses was no longer important to the children of Israel, momentum was lost. That's why I love technology and I love the importance. I love technology and I love what technology is doing for our society. Out of all the negative things that technology may be doing for our society, we must focus on the positive things that technology is doing for our society. For instance, never before in history have we had so much access to whom God connected us to. Can you imagine Elisha having to be around Elijah all the time just to have access to what Elijah was doing and saying. Can you imagine the disciples? The disciples had to pick up and leave where they were, had to forsake what they were doing, sometimes had to forsake their families in order to be around Jesus, to pick up and to learn what Jesus was concerned about. Technology is giving us an opportunity to do these things, and essentially our lives are not being disrupted. With LTTV, LeroyThompson.tv, the MP3s, streaming on the internet, we are able to do these things. We got a text earlier about Apostle. Those of you, because of technology, you're able to watch it. If you got Bible study tonight, you're teaching yourself, you're able to watch it tomorrow morning. You're able to watch it tomorrow afternoon. You're able to watch it throughout the week of what he's going to minister to us tonight. And pastors, the purpose of that is because what Apostle is concerned with, once we become concerned with, our preaching becomes easier. Why? Because all we have to do now is feed on what Apostle is teaching and allow the Holy Spirit to help us implement it in our lives first. Then second, we're able to relay it to the people that's following us. We're able to relay it to our families, our family members. One of the things that I practice, as I did this morning, Apostle said, I want you to do the impartation call for me this morning. The first question out of my mouth is there anything that you want to convey? For all of those that are assisting our leaders, and we get the honor and the privilege of standing in their place, in the pulpit, one of the things we must be focused on and concerned on is, and now is not the time for us to come up with new revelations. Now is not the time for us to let our lights, if you let me say, shine. That is the time where we be concerned with the same thing that our pastors are concerned with. Sometimes they may be asking, Pastor, is there anything you want to convey to the people tonight? Is there anything you want me to teach on specifically? Because remember, we must be concerned with the same thing that Apostle is concerned with. That same principle applies to me as an assistant pastor, assistant apostle, pastor in his church. I must be concerned about the same things he's concerned with. What's not concerning to him, it doesn't concern me. What concerns him, it concerns me. So that must be conveyed in our teachings. So again, as I close, we must choose to participate in this reformation. It has to be a choice. And once we choose to participate in this reformation, we must carry the same grace as Apostle. Father, I thank you for this morning. Thank you for the apostolic grace that is on Apostle, on LTMA. I thank you that we as a body, we as a group of people that are surrounding Apostle, we that are choosing to be a part of this reformation, Holy Spirit, help us. You're the helper. You're the comforter. Help us to see what Apostle sees. Help us to hear what he hears. Help us to understand what he understands. Father, give us the same concerns. Holy Spirit, I know you're there to, you're the one that reveals, you're the one that escorts us into the supernatural. We're depending on you, Holy Spirit. Give us individual insights in our ministries and in our churches and in our families that we can create not only just create, but we can keep the momentum we have and create this momentum even stronger so that we can affect the future in such a powerful way. Because God is all about what you want. It's all about your agenda. It's all about your future. We thank you in advance for helping us, Holy Spirit. We give you all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before we go, I got one major change that Apostle made, and that's the dates to camp meeting. He moved camp meeting, and then because it's – let me say this first. It's going to be virtual again this year. He's still waiting on a clearance to go back to in-person, but it's still going to be virtual. But the camp meeting dates for this year will be July 26th through the 30th. It'll be July 26th through the 30th. All right, it was a couple of weeks earlier, but he moved it back to the last week, which is July 26th through the 30th. And it will be virtual again this year. All right, it'll be virtual at LeroyThompson.tv. Again, I bless you this morning. Thank you for being here on the call. Don't forget, Apostle sent out a text to us about the importance of tonight's message. If you can't be there live, again, we use technology to our advantage. Make sure that you begin to pay attention to what he's going to begin to minister to us tonight. I bless you. Y'all have a wonderful day, and I look forward to seeing y'all real soon.